goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie-oke.
Look at Leon out there going through all his Phil Collins songs as we speak, ready for tomorrow's opportunity.
Leon is an actual DJ.
Well, I go and watch. I'm his biggest fan. I go to his gigs. You don't.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Well, hang on. Why'd this get personal?
Okay, anyway.
I don't go out.
It is.
Don't discriminate against me because I'm not interested in nightclubs.
If you're a tradie and you want to give us a call right now, 13 10 60. Last week
you
on Tradioki.
You can never not leave the home.
Last week. I'd just like to have a good time. Last week's Tradioki.
You're lonely.
Some memorable performances last week. What about Tyrone the plumber, Fief? Outstanding work, wasn't it?
I haven't even set up this segment. You're really, you're firing. I know you think I'm becoming Fev, but you really are just...
Tradiokies. We know the way it works.
I go, Melbourne, tradies, we love you. You're talented. That bit that I usually
they
do.
They know that you love them.
Oh, off you go. Go and do it then.
Well, Tyrone the Plumber from Carrum Downs with his rock classic No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. How good was he last week, Fev?
We get some rules to follow that end this, these and those. No one knows.
He was great, and he won, Tyrone. He won with that. Are we going to hear Brandon the Concreter from Sydenham, who gave us Let Me Love You by Mario?
We are, actually. Here it is.
Baby, you should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need.
Okay, you've heard it, tradies. You know how it works. 13 10 60, call now. Sing a song. We've got cash to give away. And don't forget, you don't have to sing alone. We take duets.
We do take duets for a while.
We would take a group, a boy band, a girl band.
Yeah, if you're on the site right now, 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioki.
Tradies of Melbourne, we call on you. Well, really, you get to win some cash too, so there's something in it for you. But to display your talent on the airwaves, and we have Seth, a specialist floating floorboards professional from Cranbourne. Hi, Seth.
How's it going?
Good, Seth. Now, Seth, how are the floating floorboards? They're so good.
Oh, they're amazing. You just chuck them in, clip them on, and they'll be done.
Why would you even get real floorboards in this day and age?
Oh, well, they're just a little bit too hard to install nowadays.
Mm. I agree. And far more X-y, let's be honest.
This is a very good chat. This is like a floorboard, a floating... You should be a floating floorboard ambassador.
You'd be surprised how many people want floating floorboards, Byron.
Very good.
Okay, now, Seth, you are going to be performing Sweet But Psycho.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. How does that go,
here we
Byron?
Go. It's a big hit. We're playing it quite a lot.
Murder
Psycho! No, wait. Just hold your horses.
I know that song. Is it old?
No, it's new. We've been playing it a lot.
I feel like I've heard it a lot.
Okay. Because it's new.
Yeah.
Because we're a top 40 station.
But deja vu, though. I might have known this before. Okay.
You've heard it before because we're.
Good luck, Seth. Off you go.
All right. Oh, she's super psycho. She's a psycho. No, she's screaming. I'm in my mind. You rip the shirt within a second. Sorry, guys, that's all I know.
So good. Seth, thank you. We really appreciate that because you've called through and you've done exactly what we asked for. I think some tradies are worried that we set the expectations really high.
No.
We will take anyone.
It
and Seth, you did great.
As ordinary as that, and you will still get on air. But that's
what
Tradioki is about.
He was great. Ben, Pool Tyler from Bayswater. Hey, Ben.
How you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. How the pool's going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, good. I had a tire fall off my pool. I don't know how to fix it.
Okay.
Oh, that's all too bad.
I'll have a chat with you about it later.
Get Ben over.
Now, Benny, you're going to sing, a classic, Stevie Wonder.
That's a joyous song, isn't it, on a Tuesday morning?
Isn't she wonderful? What a great song. Okay, Benny, off you go.
One of the great voices.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Must I want you to know? And I never thought
to live with me. Making one as lovely as she. Isn't she lovely? Made from love.
Oh, beautiful, Ben. Well done.
Nice. Definitely one verse was enough, but it was lovely.
I love both.
Very, very good. Ooh, we got what we asked for, Fee.
We did. We've got a duet. Keegan and Nick, a couple of chippies are on the line. Are you there, boys?
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good. Okay, boys, what have you practiced this, or this is just off the cuff?
No, we had a little practice this morning, and we're ready to go.
Oh, fantastic. What are you going to be singing for us?
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Oh, good solid.
Song. Have you got it, Byron?
Yeah, I do. A couple of chippies singing this one. Dancing in the Moonlight. Where are you right now, boys? Where's the site?
We're on the Eastern. We're driving away. We've pulled over there.
Beautiful. Okay, on the
Hard
Eastern.
Hard to go wrong with this song. Everybody's
dancing in the moonlight. Funnily enough, the original is nothing like a duet. So it's interesting that they've gone with this one as a duet, but why not?
Okay, boys, Keegan and Nick, take it away.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Well, there we go. I mean,
guys, that was great. And I love the do-do-do. You did all that in sync.
What they've done there is it's not so much a duet as just they sung the same thing at the same time and then did the instrumental as well.
That is a duet. What do you think a duet is?
Thief, in the absence of Fev, who's a self-appointed judge.
This is hard. No, I'm not. This is why Fev is the judge.
Right.
I don't like judging because I would give the money to Seth, Ben and Keegan and Nick.
Okay, can I just whisper something to you?
You can whisper something to me.
I reckon for originality.
Yep.
The duet was quite fresh. Their take on the way
I thought
to do it.
Ben was very brave, okay, though. Stevie Wonder. Okay. And he was it was beautiful.
Okay.
I'm going to Leon. Leon, who should we give the prize to?
Like I said, no. I made my point clear.
Song choice alone, it's got to be Keegan and Nick.
Oh,
you've done it!
Yes!
They can't believe it. And you get to split it down the middle, $200 cash, $100 each for about 30 seconds of work. Well done.
Beautiful.
That's sick.
Tradeoke
Tuesday.
Ben and Steph, you were great too. Ben, that was a great Stevie Wonder rendition.
Back next week.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Tommy Little hanging out. Fev should be back tomorrow on the show. Our number, 131060.
Tommy, so good to see you.
It's great to see you guys, but I've got a couple of gripes.
Gripes?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Should we start with the man? Across over there.
Byron, please do.
Oh, what a surprise. So you're filling in for Fev and you're taking pot shots now.
Mate, it's not me doing it. You've done this.
Right.
I was just driving here, listening to you guys, and the filth that came out of his mouth. Fief, you are showbiz royalty.
Oh, you're very
And
generous.
How did he refer to you at just after 6:30? If you wouldn't mind playing it, please, Byron.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your feedback there. You sound like someone from Idol then. I really appreciate it, dog.
Did you just call me dog?
No, dog, yeah. Like the way Randy Jackson calls.
Well, I take offence. You called me a dog.
No, like it's a bit pitchy, dog.
Yeah. You a dog.
Dog.
And
D-A-W-G.
A female dog. You've just referred to showbiz royalty as a bitch. At 6:30.
Well, you just said that. That's far worse.
No. I'm only repeating what came out of your mouth.
And you know what? See, Tommy, people say Fev and I pick on him.
Hey, dog, I've got a gripe with you as well, thanks.
Okay, what have I done?
You've gone. I've announced to Australia that I'm willing to donate my sperm, and then you've gone and got yourself up the duff with some anonymous baby juice that could have come from God knows where while my swimmers are good and ready to go.
Do you know the timing? If I'd known.
I brought some in a packet today just in case you wanted more.
If I'd known you were available, I would have. I think that would have been a beautiful
Mate,
thing.
You know how available I am.
I didn't know you were, and even when I saw you talk about that last week, that you wanted to donate your sperm.
On TV, on Hughesy We Have a Problem.
I know, and I did watch, I went, oh, this is going to be quite funny when I tell Tommy what I've gone and
funny
done.
Funny for you, heartbreaking for me.
But I
Showbiz
thought
you royalty, were... I thought. She's there. I could have had a half royalty baby.
Jeez, I would have brought it down a peg or two.
The Fox. We could have had a mediocre kid.
101.9, The Fox.
Now, I'm very lucky to be joined by Tommy Little this morning, who just seconds ago, before that song ended, said to me, are we doing more sperm chat?
Yeah, because I'm furious at you. Because, like many women in my life, you refuse to take my sperm.
I didn't know your sperm was available.
Yes, you did. But you just didn't know that I officially announced it on national TV.
And I won't lie, when I saw you say that, announce that on Hughesy, We've Got a Problem, I thought you were joking.
No, if you've just tuned in, I'm thinking about donating my sperm.
Yeah, so talk us through. Where does that come from?
A friend of the project.
Well,
yeah.
There's that obvious answer. Continue.
I'm so sorry. After that grown man called you a dog.
I know.
He's now doing just absolutely gratuitous toilet humour. And I just don't know how you put up with it, to be honest. Anytime, if you blink at me twice, I'll have him removed.
Thank you, please.
A friend at the project has a friend who's part of a gorgeous same-sex relationship.
Yeah.
And they wanted a kid, and so he donated the sperm. And I thought, I've got sperm that's going nowhere useful at the moment.
Right.
Have it to the world.
Now, have you been hit up by a lot of people wanting it?
I've been flooded with some very lovely people and some absolutely mental units as well who just send me emails. I don't know how they get my email address, and it just says sperm, please, is just the headline of the email. And it's like, hey, Tommy, and then they offer no redeeming qualities. They're like, hey, Tommy, I'm not in a relationship. I'm not a lesbian. People say I'm quite difficult to be with, but would love some sperm, please.
What is your generic response to an email? Like,
oh, I just ask for their address, fill up an envelope, send it out. You know how we do. but you, a lot of people seem more concerned than I am about this process.
Really? Also, they're concerned for you that you're not thinking through where the ramifications of this.
Because I don't want to be a dad of this. I'm not. I'm just want to give the sperm.
Yes.
Right.
You'd
leave.
Yes, you are. It's a donation. That's essentially, that's what the word is. It's a donor.
If you
donating.
Yeah. If you buy a goat for someone in a third world country, you don't go and check up on the goat every now. I'm just. I shouldn't have referred.
Unusual analogy.
I wish I didn't make the comparison. God, Byron, hit a button. Hit a button.
101.9 The Fox.
Tommy Little is hanging out, filling in for Fev, who should be back on deck tomorrow.
Hey, Tommy, I want to run this by you because I'm a bit concerned that we are Melburnians, we're Victorians.
Yes.
We may have lost our manners.
Oh, what's happened?
Manners is something.
Yes, you're just taking sperm and you're not even offering your friends around you the chance to donate to you.
I wish I'd.
And also, Faith, because you've got baby brain, just quickly, this will refer to an incident in Sydney.
So who gave Byron any information?
Why are we doing Sydney stories?
Well, yeah, so I wouldn't have even mentioned that bit.
Only stories about lattes and scarves.
You've ruined this, Byron.
Trams, lattes, scarves. What's this about? Bloody Bondi Beach or something?
You've undermined me, Byron. I was just going to say I'm concerned about net manners because I see personally when I'm out and about, I notice I see people are getting ruder in their cars.
Hey.
We're cutting people off. We're not waving.
Right.
We're not waving. We're not being patient
on
public transport. We're not giving up our seats for the elderly.
Here's
for the
great
pregnant.
Trick. Here's a great trick for you, Faith.
Yes, yes.
And I know. Well, it's not for you. You're not catching public transport. Who are we kidding? I saw your butler and your driver waiting out the front. Greggy, here's a great trick.
Sure.
You,
I'm on tram.
On the tram. If someone's rude, particularly if they're a middle-aged woman, and if someone's quite rude, here's what you do. You offer them a seat because if they're not clearly not old enough or not pregnant, you go, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to be so rude and not offer you the seat. That will ruin that woman's week.
They'll
be thinking about that forever.
That was it. My mum, who may very well be listening and is just only middle-aged, I've seen someone offer her seat and her go off at them. Like, how offensive. How dare you treat me like an elderly person.
You've got to be very careful, don't you?
I've got a friend. I was having breakfast with my mum the other day and I got a friend who used to work at this radio station, and she came in and I introduced her to my mum and she goes, do you live around here? And mum goes, oh, no, I live about 20 minutes away. And then she goes, oh, but you're still able to drive by yourself. And my mum's got quite a mouth on her. And my mum goes, oh, get
nice.
And she goes, sorry.
Mrs. Little.
And I laughed. I'm like, drive by yourself.
Beautiful.
And this poor friend was just like, okay, I'm just going to leave now. Okay, good.
How old is your mum?
Oh, she's not that old. She's in her 60s.
So rude.
Like, she's, and doesn't look. Doesn't look old. Manners. That's, what's this manners thing from Sydney that nobody cares about
exactly
anymore?
I would never have brought that up in Fat Byron.
Well, the pictures on our Instagram, it's a poor old lady in Sydney on a train and they haven't got up for her. Tommy, I don't think that would happen here.
Is that, hang on.
Look, that's a picture on our Instagram right there.
Yeah, but so is that all you've got for us?
Well, I'm just saying it happened.
We've got a picture. Well, of a woman, an old lady, and no one stood up for her.
She's got osteoporosis, and there's three kids just looking at her while they sit on the bloody train.
I wasn't even going to mention that story, Byron.
That's all we needed. Thanks, Byron. Great stuff.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I feel a responsibility at the moment because...
Is this the rash that I told you about in private that you weren't going to bring up on air?
Well, I wasn't going to mention the rash. I'm happy to add that to the list.
Oh, I wish I could take back time.
In the absence of you and Carrie being on the air at the moment and returning very soon, which we're very excited about.
Yes, 25th.
But I feel a responsibility on behalf of Carrie to just pick you up on a couple of things.
Okay, what have I done?
No, one of those things is, and you've shared on Insta, on social media, your inability to access and open all your text messages. Now, you put up a photo on Insta.
This drives people nuts.
But it's okay, Tommy. You've got 900 unread text messages. Oh gosh. Yep. Look at my phone. I've got one text message and two emails, and they've just given me anxiety, so I quickly just open them. Just so they're open and they're not sitting there.
Oh, mate.
How?
Who cares? Leave them. Just leave them. Live a little.
That is 900 text messages from friends.
I have got 492 missed calls there as well. Oh. Which has gone unreturned.
I mean, a missed call I can sort of understand, but a text...
Yeah.
You don't want to read them?
Nah. What? I figure if it's important, they'll call me. And then I miss their call. I did not think about that. I just think there's too many people trying to get in touch.
But hang on, how do you even maintain friendships? Like, surely some of these people...
It just doesn't.
Yeah. No, they go by the wayside.
So you are fine with the 900 unread text messages sitting on your phone?
Yep. Absolutely. Some of them are quite important too.
Can we read some? Can you open some now?
So if I just scroll down and I look, there's one from Waleed there that I haven't opened. There's one from,
careful of that one.
Well, there's one from Nick Maxwell, who is premiership
player.
Former
captain. Hollywood captain. Hero of mine. I just realised.
Should we open it? What's it say?
Hey, Weapon, are you around at all?
What date?
The next month.
What date?
No stress. Oh, the next month. I want to go to dinner. And I haven't written back.
That's disgusting.
Oh, mate. So okay, I'll get back to that one.
What else have you got there? What did Waleed want?
Something boring. Here's something we need to talk about. Keep it to yourself, mate. Oh, I got someone, so you can be my Valentine.
Really?
Aww.
Do you, out of interest, in the wee hours of Sunday morning, maybe after a big Saturday night out, scroll through and reply to a couple of them?
You know what I do.
What?
So I've just got on the dating apps.
Yeah,
right?
But you're on. Well, I just saw you got
I got kicked off Bumble.
Just
kicked
off Bumble.
Disgusting.
Yeah, too many people reported me as having a fake profile, and they kicked me off. And so then I sent them a message because I just tried to go in, and it kept just jumping me out of it. And I said to my mate, "Am I? What's happening?" And he goes, classic. You've been kicked off. And I was like, wait, he goes, that happened to me, don't worry. And I realised then that he used my phone, so I tried to get in another way, but he'd used my phone number and he'd been kicked off.
my phone number,
because he got been kicked off.
Right.
And so I got in touch with Bumble and I'm back on, but after a big night, it's shocking because you swipe and you get so desperate. Like, because you're trying, and so you just swap. I do a move called the running man, where I just put my phone down and put my two fingers on it and swipe everyone the right way. Oh. Just like, bah, 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 bah,
and just see what happens.
Yeah, because I just want to match before bed. Sort of pick me up. And of course, then you wake up in the morning and you've got 20 messages and you're like, I didn't even know I had it set to men. Like,
101.9 The Fox.
Tommy Little is sitting in for Fev this morning.
Okay, I'm blown away. We've had meltdown on the phones when I asked the question, have you got more unread text messages or emails than Tommy? Because you've got 900 unread text messages, which fills me with anxiety.
I can't understand just how livid it makes people.
I know, but don't you? It's like when you go to bed and you haven't brushed your teeth and put the dishwasher on something. Don't you just go, I haven't done everything I needed to do today.
I have not put the dishwasher on ever in the house that I live in.
It's just, but don't, there's no order in your life then.
There's no order in my life.
But do you not want, do you not just
on
want
the list
that
of
peace?
Problems that I have in my life? You know what I thought I'd do the other day?
What?
I thought, I'd come up with a great hack in my life. Mm. And because I hadn't changed my sheets, and I thought I've got to force myself to change my sheets. So I took them off in the morning. Mm. So that night I'd have to put fresh sheets on.
Yep.
3 nights I've slept with no sheets on my bed.
Okay, I can't.
So 900 texts. So we need more than that on the phones. Rachel from Mill Park. Rachel, can you top 900?
Yeah, I can. I was just talking to my daughter. I'm driving her to school now. And I know that she had a lot of emails on her phone. So I asked her and she's got 7,212 emails that are
on those. Far out.
Rachel. I know.
I can understand if there may be the spam ones. You know, when every time you go shopping these days, the store needs your email address. And you give it even though you
It's so annoying.
You
can't you just buy something without giving them any details?
I don't want an email. So are they, but do you ever.
But you've got a do you have a junk email address?
I don't know how to. Oh, no, I don't.
Because I've got my email address. But then I've got theme1_68 because 69 was taken. That's another separate thing. But
what's
I've got
theme1 mean?
It was my old DJ name.
Another story for another day.
Yeah. But that's the one I give out to all the junk places.
Really? Yeah, it goes there. Yeah, yeah, but are you can I ask you this question, Tommy? Of your 1,000 emails that haven't been opened, surely you bump into people who go, mate, you didn't get back to me.
Yeah, and I say, correct. And then they go to keep talking, and I say, jog on.
I love that he has a fake email to have even more unread emails than on his actual email that also has lots of unread emails.
I'd love to see what's happening at theme 168. Kelly in Espendale Gardens. Hi, Kel.
Hi.
Kel, oh, gosh, what are you going to say? How many?
I've got 44,000 emails unread.
Kelly, when did you start? I just think, what do you do? Because if I was you, Kel, at this point, you set your computer on fire, get a new name, maybe grow a mustache and move interstate and start a new life. Is that what you're doing?
It's too far gone. So it's just there now.
Is it, Kel, do you open any? Like,
sure.
Oh, so you do, wow, you are getting a lot.
I open some, but like I had it since I was about 14, and I'm subscribed to so many, like Cotton On and all that sort of stuff from 14. And
well, don't trash Cotton On. Don't just single out one fine shop and trash Cotton On.
101.9 The Fox.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Hughesy, how lucky am I? I get Hughesy and Tommy on the same morning.
Yeah, and congratulations, Fifi. In person, I want to say to you, we are so excited for your news.
Thanks, Hughesy.
Wonderful.
You and Tommy both sent me lovely messages, and I really appreciate that. It's really exciting. I'm having a baby, by the way, if anyone's missed that.
Good reset.
Good times. Actually, it's funny because I must say, Hughesy, we've got a problem, has got such cut through. That when I did announce that I was having a baby and I was having the baby on my own, the number of people who watch Hughesy We Have a Problem who kept saying, Tommy Little could have given you his. Why didn't you have a baby with Tommy? Yeah.
And we should just confirm then, you mean sperm, not my baby.
Yeah.
Because he could have just given you his baby. He doesn't want it. No, because I went on the show and say,
yes,
I'm up for donating my sperm.
Yeah.
And Hughes, my inbox has been flooded with people demanding, not even asking, demanding sperm.
Yeah, look, and I'd like to, I'd like to give it all to the Hughesy We Have a Problem publicity machine or the juggernaut that is Hughesy We Have a Problem. But I think, Fifi, and to be honest, Tommy's DNA has cut through. You know, people are really the DNA is it should have its own Instagram page, actually. So if you consider that, Tommy.
Just for my sperm?
Yeah, well, I don't like saying the word, but your yes,
what?
your night emissions.
I'm with you.
We're called night emissions.
I think baby juice is the worst.
That's not the word either.
Yeah. What about you? Just your donation?
Donation.
Yeah, maybe just offer it.
Yeah, that's nice.
I've got a donation.
Yeah, run with that.
Yeah, that could have its own Instagram page or its own Bumble, or Tinder or any of those things.
So. Oh, God. I just think of the headshots and that's just shocking.
Now, Hughesy, tonight you do have Tommy's flatmate, the wonderful Luke McGregor, on the show. Oh, gosh, I can't get enough of Luke. Can't get enough of either of you, any of you.
Oh, well, you can take him off my hands if you want.
He's so good. Now, we were discussing what his problem might be on the show tonight.
And if you don't know Luke... redhead comedian, makes Rosehaven a great show on the ABC, and probably most famous for his voice, which sounds a little bit like, it's that.
Sounds a lot like that, actually.
And hearing, watching people meet him in real life when they come up to him and they go, hey, Luke, how are you going? And he goes, I'm not bad. And that, the look on their face when they realise, oh, that's not a character. Yeah, this is you in real life.
Yeah, goes, I get that occasionally as well, to be honest, where people go, you really speak like that. Yes, I do really speak like that. So it's tricky. But yeah, Luke is on the show. And one thing that wasn't his problem that we did discuss recently, me and Luke, is the issue he has living with Tommy Little.
What
so it's a competitive environment, guys, apparently. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Especially when the lights are out. If both lads happen to have company, apparently it's a competition as to about who can be the loudest.
Oh,
yes.
Is this
that
right?
That is not
Tommy.
True.
Tommy.
Is this a stitch up?
No, that's just not true.
He told me, Tommy, that he said he has to try to compete with the sounds that are coming from the other part of the house.
That is absolutely not true. That's just not true.
Take it up with him or I, because I swear to God, that's what I've been told. Well, so.
Me and Luke, it's so rare that we have someone over that same time.
Yeah, sure.
But absolutely. The only time that it ever happened was when we were away together, because we tour together and do stand-up shows together.
Do we want to hear
this? No, we don't.
Which is also what I say in the throes of passion as well. I'll be quick. And Luke was really nervous about me bringing a girl home because we're in an Airbnb and our rooms are next to each other. And I said, don't worry, bro, I'll put music on. And the next morning he goes, how'd you go last night, buddy? And I said, what? And he goes, did you have a good time? And I said, yeah, it was fine. And then he just paused and he goes, loud sex noises, buddy. That's what I'm saying.
The Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
And, of course, Tommy Little filling in for Fev this morning as well, Fev.
Yeah, two of the great Victorian men in the studio. Mm. Look at us all Melbourneites. Mm. Here's a Melbourne story at the moment. I don't know whether either of you were across. They're trying to bring swimming back to the Yarra in the CBD.
Oh.
I like it.
Really?
I didn't know. I've never met anyone who's gone swimming in the Yarra, and I feel like in my lifetime.
No, because they died shortly afterwards because of everything they caught from the Yarra. I would if I went swimming in the Yarra, before I jumped in, I would gaffer tape up every orifice.
Right. Oh, mate, that is ridiculous. I mean, the things you've done. So, seriously, swimming in the Yarra would be nothing to what you've dived
the
into.
Things in the things I've done. Glass houses, mate.
I'm a proud Melbourneite, and I will swim at St Kilda Beach no matter what the sign out the front says the fecal content is, you know?
Jump in the water. And how are your teeth looking?
It's got nothing to do with that. I'll give the surf lifesavers something to do, you know? If I'm out there dying of some septicemia, at least they can have some work for the day. So.
What's the one you get? Is it listeria? What's the one you get from water where you just then basically your bowels just empty?
Oh, come on. People are having
breakfast. I can't say bowels?
No, but what the bowels are going to do?
Is that just gastro? Cholera?
Cholera is a ye olde disease, isn't it? Turn of the former century.
It's the Black Death, I think. It's the plague. So, yeah.
Maybe there's a cure. I mean, maybe it would cure something. You know what I mean?
Hughes is out at St Kilda Beach. We're talking about the Yarra. I mean, St Kilda Beach is one thing, but this is the Yarra. Is this even more high risk?
I've heard one of the rumours is that there are dead bodies floating in the Yarra.
Yeah, because they tried to go for a swim and they drank a bit of the water. And died instantly.
But hang on, the Yarra is quite public. I mean, it's running through some very populated suburbs. I think if there was dead bodies floating down there, people would know. I reckon they would. People love stuff for their Instagram, Fifi.
I know. Somebody tried to tell me that there's a hotel in the city and they just...
That's right.
I remember stop talking.
I know the story you're talking about.
There's
a little tunnel.
There's like a tunnel and they popped them under the tunnel.
I think that's unlikely in this day and age.
Yeah, and I think if you're staying in that hotel with your family, that asks some questions, as in why you haven't come back to the room.
Husey, we'll drive you home, Sabo. And of course, Husey, we have
tonight.
A problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great show, Husey. It's a great show.
Yeah, massive one tonight.
Yeah, massive.
Can't wait to see Luke.
Luke McGregor, 9 p.m. on 10.
101.9, The Fox.
We're still talking about the Yarra and the proposal to clean it up in the CBD so people can actually swim in the CBD in the Yarra.
Yep.
And we'd love to hear 131060 if anyone has actually done that.
It has to be in the CBD, though.
Yeah, yeah, because I've done it out in Lilydale.
Yeah, we've all done that.
That doesn't count.
Not in country or rural areas. Yep. But have you, and maybe it was an accident, maybe you fell off
a go-go. Lilydale country or rural?
Well, I grew up in Wonga Park near Lilydale.
Oh, Jumping Creek Road.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do you know Jumping Creek Road?
I've travelled, mate.
Wow.
Anyway.
I would say I grew up in a semi-rural part of Melbourne, yeah.
Did you go to Tintern?
Yes, I did go to Tintern. She's a Tintern, right? Ringwood East.
Always hot girls.
How did you know I went to Tintern?
Cute.
Yeah, you following me?
Anyway, give us a call. If you've somehow ended up in the Yarra, we want to hear from you. 131060. You might have been someone that was in the Birdman Rally. It could have been someone that was water skiing in the Yarra.
You fell in accident. We want to know. What did it taste like? What did it feel like?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
What did it feel like?
Mind you, between you and I, that was just one of those awkward dates where the date just suddenly tells you everything about yourself.
Anyway, how was your shower yesterday? All right, that's too much.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
There's a push at the moment to return the Yarra to its state, I guess its original state, where it was swimmable.
Who's pushing for this?
It's a really good point.
There's a lot of good pools around.
Wait for it. Organisations. that in the article, organisations.
Very general.
Well, one of them.
Bloke named Trevor with nothing else to do.
Now.
He's been kicked out. He's been banned from his local pool because he's just there watching too much.
Sure.
And he goes, you know what we need to do? Open up the Yarra again. No, we don't, Trevor.
Now we
take
all...
you and your dick stickers down to St Kilda Beach and just hang out there, mate.
Swimming at the moment, I didn't realise is actually banned in south of Gipps Street, Abbotsford.
Right.
Mainly because of boats. It's dangerous. But we all know that you can swim in rural, you know, the Yarra in rural or semi-rural areas.
Yeah, sure.
Like Jumping Creek Road, Wonga Park. But has anyone gone in accidentally or deliberately into the CBD Yarra? And can you tell us what it's like?
I've accidentally gone in.
Did you?
Yeah.
When? How?
They tried to make us do rowing once for school sport and we hit the bridge. And so
you fell in.
Yeah, I went in.
Whoops.
Do you remember what it was like?
Yeah, panic. Absolute panic through the body. And I then went, Listerine, showered, burnt my clothes. All the above.
Rob in Keilor. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Robert. You've had a swim in the Yarra?
Yeah, I have. It wasn't voluntary. I went to a wedding down at the Docklands and had a few frothies and nature called, so I managed to get myself outside, and then next thing I know, I'm in the water. I was in there for probably a good 5 minutes trying to get my way out because there was like a retaining wall, and this young guy come over and goes, mate, you look like you need a hand. I said, I do, mate. You need to get me out. So he got me out, and the smell was just disgusting, eh?
Oh, the smell.
How are
you going to clean that river up? I don't think it'll ever happen.
Well, especially when no one is blokes like you pissing in it.
I can't believe nature called.
You complain about the smell of the Yarra after you've just pissed in it.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Jared in Dolans. Hey, Jared.
Rob.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, Jared. Have you taken a dip in the Yarra?
I have. It was a number of years ago now, but we actually have people from all over the world coming over in March to go and actually swim and water ski on the Yarra.
That's right. It's a demo. It's a demo. Yeah. It's once a year, isn't it? And you can watch water skiing.
The Moomba.
It's right up
the Moomba Masters. Yeah. We've got guys coming from all over the world. Competing water ski and wakeboard. Every year in March.
Have they been given the heads up that there's Rob pissing in it?
We might send out a notification and make sure that they know that. But yeah, it's quite slimy. Like when you get in the water, actual water is really slimy. So we make sure that we've got showers for the guys when they get out.
Jared, did you ring to just tell us that Moomba is on once a year?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Here we go, guys. $50,000 if we can get this morning. You want it, Fief?
Yeah, I want. Do I want $50,000? Yes.
You want it? Fief, you want it?
There we go.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm talking again. Hey, I'll just play it one more time. I won't talk over this time. I promise. Oh, no, sorry. Okay, give it to us one more time. Just press the button, mate.
There we go. There we go. Four attempts. Annalise from Mornington. Hey, Annalise.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, we're good, Annalise. Now, for $50,000, what is this sound?
We think that it's the card going into the ATM machine.
There's a little bit of talk over there. Card going into the ATM machine.
Ooh. Now, we turn to Leon Shergren. As you know, Tommy, he's the one of three members of the radio station that know what the sound is.
Leon Hadogan.
That's his name.
Leon Shergren. What do you think?
Shergren.
It's not the secret sound.
Oh, I didn't even go for suspense or anything. Okay.
Sorry about that, Annalise.
Trying to speed it up like you said yesterday.
No, good point. Pace it up. Thank you, Annalise.
I could have guessed.
Now we've got Sakutu from Office Art. Sakutu, am I saying your name right?
Oh, yes. I'll just put her volume up. Shoot.
Are you there, Sakutu?
Yes, I am.
Am I saying your name right?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, excellent. I love it. Now, Sakutu, you are on the line to win $50,000. What do you think this sound is?
Let's give it some room, guys.
It's the last line stopping on the poker machine you roll the poker machine.
Hey, that is a good guess, bro. I know exactly what you mean because they go, kung, 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 and then you go, come on, cherries. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, Tommy Leon likes it.
Hadouken.
If you heard that sound, you could be winning $50,000, but not today. It's not a secret.
Oh, I see what he's done there. He tied it in with the poker machine. That was very clever.
It was a good guess, though, Security.
No. Oh, Byron, you know how to make boring radio. Go to Nadia.
Yes.
Nadia, I'm just taking over here. What do you think this sound is?
When's this guy leaving? Here we go.
Byron, just more filling time. You didn't need to do there. Nadia, save it.
Sorry. I think it might be activating the cruise control in your car.
Ooh. Oh, I'm just trying to think. I don't use it often.
No, because you don't drive yourself.
I do.
Your driver uses it sometimes.
I'm trying to think. Mine, I don't think, makes any noise, but I'm interested in what Leon
Yeah, because you don't let them talk to you.
Here you go. Back to Nadia's guest.
Nadia.
Yes.
Good guess, but it's not the secret sound.
Oh, there was a good pause, though. I like that. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. More chances after 9 o'clock. Three more to wipe off the list. The full list of incorrect guesses, by the way, at fox.com.au so that you don't waste your opportunity. Tommy Little, it's been great. I know you've got to go.
Oh, you're kicking me out of here
now. Yeah, get out of here.
I criticised you once and now you kick me out of here.
He's gone.
Oh, Fief, good luck with me gone because it's you and the boredom machine over here.
Oh, there we go.
I've enjoyed stand-up show. I'm trying to talk to Tommy.
I've enjoyed every minute
with you, Tommy. Thank you so much for coming in this
morning. I love you, Fief, and I mean it sincerely when I say I wish that was my baby in the non-creepiest way.
Thank you.
If you decide to have another one, my sperm is all yours.
Oh, you're beautiful. So sweet.
It's a beautiful moment.
I've packaged some up for you now and I've brought it in.
Oh, it's a nice touch. Look at that. Beautiful times. 101.9
The Fox. Now, Aladdin, the movie, and I'm a huge Aladdin fan, the Robin Williams cartoon.
Right.
With him as the blue genie. Like, that's one of my favourite Disney films.
You will often play songs from the musical Aladdin in the car, even if your daughter's not in the car.
Absolutely. Friend Like Me is one of my favourites. Mm. The King of Agrabah. I love that one. Sure. Oh, sorry, The Prince of Agrabah. Yeah. So I can't wait. I thought they're going to make an Aladdin that's a real-life Aladdin with actors, not with cartoons. Mm. And the trailer has been released. Now, we've got the trailer. This is like an exclusive, isn't it? Can we listen to it?
This is another one of your exclusives straight off their Instagram?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Bring me the lamp. Your life begins now.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
Will Smith as the genie, I thought was a genius move. That trailer has been panned on socials.
Yeah.
But look, I'm going to give it a chance because I love the story.
It almost looks like we've put the video on our Instagram, Fief Byron. It almost looks like a comedy parody of Aladdin rather than actually, it seems like it's a joke.
Well, I mean.
He looks like a Smurf. It's not. I don't think that hasn't quite worked.
Blue Will Smith. Well, people have written, there are some comments. Will Smith as the genie is straight nightmare fuel. it turns out that Will Smith's Aladdin genie will haunt my nightmares. Will Smith's genie is what appears in my room when I have sleep paralysis.
Okay.
This is, a lot of people are scared. Now, it's funny though. See, I've always believed this, and I'm now watching it through my five-year-old Trixie, that there are certain characters and certain cartoons particularly that scare children. Now, there is a great, I haven't introduced Trix at the moment. She's obsessed with Sleeping Beauty, Snow White.
Okay.
Now, have you watched Snow White recently, like the 1950s film?
Some petrifying aspects.
No, they like get a pig's heart. Like the evil queen says, I want to kill her, cut her heart. Like, it's graphic.
Why
it's
do we always need horrible villains? Like, it's heroes and villains, but the villains are absolutely awful.
Well, see, I want to introduce Trix to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because that's one of the original, by the way, not the Johnny Depp one. I haven't seen that. Okay. I want her to see the Gene Wilder one. But I will never forget as a kid, there is a scene in Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where Willy Wonka is downright terrifying. Do you remember when they're on the boat and they're going through the chocolate tunnel? They're in the chocolate river. I'm going to play this. And for any adults listening who can remember this as a kid and it freaking them out.
Or which way the river's flowing? Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing.
It's chilling.
Scary. There would be other characters from cartoons that maybe have scared people at various times in their lives. Mm. 131060. Call now. Let's talk about characters from kids' movies that are downright terrifying.
Okay, maybe we can even find some audio to go with it as well.
Yes, actually, let's go ahead. Play the one because you said Zephyr.
My son, so Zephyr, he couldn't go to Universal Studios. He lives in LA. He couldn't go to Universal Studios for their Grinchmas because he was so petrified by the actual Grinch, who, if you think about it, the Grinch played by Jim Carrey
was terrifying.
Is really scary.
Little girl. The Grinch's lair!
Chill out, man.
The impudence, the audacity, the unmitigated gall. You've called down the thunder. Now get ready for the boom!
That's unnecessary.
I did not like that film. I didn't like him. I didn't like anything about it.
131060, the call's already coming through.
1019, The Fox.
Aladdin, the new movie with Will Smith as the genie, the trailer's out. And there's just been some feedback on online. Some people saying it turns out that Will Smith as Aladdin will haunt my nightmares. Someone else has said that Will as the genie is straight nightmare fuel. Like,
right.
I can't wait to see it. But sometimes characters that are intended for children can be really scary.
They're often the most scary.
Well, they are, and you can be scarred for life. Like I said, I was Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka in that boat going through the chocolate canal. I still get scared thinking about that.
Or which way the river's flowing.
Creepy.
I can't even finish it.
As if you would have left your children with him in a boat. Anyway, Maria in Camberwell. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Fifi. How are you? Congrats on the baby news.
Oh, thank you, Maria. That's so lovely. There's some shows I won't be letting my baby watch. What's one that still scares you?
Oh, come on, Fifi. The Wicked Witch of the West from the original Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're right, Maria.
Oh, my gosh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. There's a scene they're walking through. So she's discovered her three friends. They're walking through the quiet part of the forest. There's this random cottage in the middle of nowhere, and she all of a sudden appears on the roof.
Oh.
And she goes into that wild, wicked laugh or whatever it is that she pulls out, and it's petrifying. And as Byron says, it's unnecessary.
We don't need to.
Actually, do you remember, Maria? I feel like it's in Return to Oz, the sequel.
Mm.
The monkeys? Only the monkeys. Those monkeys.
Yeah, were weird. They were baboon-like. They weren't
terrifying.
Even monkeys.
They should have been cute little monkeys. Instead, they're horrific baboons. I agree. Here's The Wizard of Oz. Ooh, yeah, okay. Should we dare play this, Maria, down the line?
Oh, I don't know. That with Gene Wilder combined, I don't know. Let's give it a go.
Here we go.
You, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh, jeez.
What did the dog do to
her? Thank you, Maria.
My pretty. Tamara, thanks for that, Maria. Tamara in Hopper's Crossing. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Tamara. Are you still, as an adult, scarred by children's character?
I am, as a child and still as an adult, I'm terrified of the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Do you know what, Tamara? I have seen that and I always forget.
Child, so you weren't put off by the child catcher?
What was the child catcher?
Terrified. Like, I used to have to watch the TV through my fingers. I could not watch it.
Okay, really? Try it out. I've actually got audio here of the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This is petrifying.
Here we are, children. Come and get your lollipop. Lollipops.
Okay.
Come along, my little one.
He shouldn't be near children.
No, that's a problem.
All right, thanks.
That shouldn't be on the television.
Thank you,
Tamara. Amy in Wallen. How are you, Amy?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Now, Amy, what movie do you remember watching and being petrified of?
E.T.
What, E.T. himself?
Yep, no. Nah. So, can't do him. Nah.
Really?
Well, he's quite cute, E.T.
No, there's something about him. I used to make my sister, if I had to watch it, I used to make my sister sleep on, because we shared bunks.
Yeah.
Sleep on the bottom. So he could not touch me. So I would sleep off the top.
I loved E.T. And I reckon E.T. was the first movie I ever saw as a kid.
Did you cry at the end?
I can't remember.
When he says phone home?
No, I don't think I cried.
Okay.
I probably was just watching the movie. But do you, Amy, how did you go with Gremlins?
Gremlins weren't too bad.
Okay.
Killed children.
Here's E.T. Here's E.T. Just in case this triggers anything for Amy.
E.T. Home from...
No, Amy,
he's so cute.
No. When he's all with the stuffed teddies, you know, when his head's in those teddies, when she... Okay. Yeah, no.
All right, good stuff. Thanks for that. It was a little bit distressing there at the end. And we haven't got the audio, but...
What about poor Leon Sjogren? He's scared of the gobble doc from the Smith Smiths ad.
It's not even from a film. I was going to say, also Atreyu, a Never-Ending Story. That makes him cry.
Well, no, everyone. It's not. It's actually Artax.
Oh, it's Artax.
It's
right,
when
sorry,
Artax
Artax
falls
yeah, cool.
into the quicksand. That right. is a really traumatic scene.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.